Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Good morning. There's a federal court hearing this morning regarding the state's lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security over Operation Metro Surge. Attorney General Keith Ellison says he's arguing for a temporary restraining order to get the 3,000 ICE agents off our streets.
The lawsuit we filed is caused by the unprecedented nature of this surge. It is a novel abuse of the Constitution that we're looking at right now. No one can remember a time when we've seen something like this.
Ellison says his office has won a temporary restraining order preventing DHS from destroying evidence in the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy by federal agents. Meanwhile, the head of the Minnesota Bureau of Apprehension says it's very rare for the government to block state officials from investigating a deadly shooting by a federal agent. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans.
Not in my, 20-plus years at the BCA and a situation like that. There's certainly investigations for, national security and sensitive reasons we wouldn't have a line of sight into. In instances where there's concurrent federal and state jurisdiction over a matter, I'm not aware of an instance where that's ever happened.
Senator Amy Klobuchar says she will vote against a bill funding the Department of Homeland Security following another deadly ICE shooting in Minneapolis. Klobuchar also called for ICE to leave Minnesota, arguing the agency has made the state less safe. Her remarks follow a statement from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who wrote on X that Democrats will not provide the votes needed to advance the appropriation bill if DHS funding remains included. Schumer described the situation in Minnesota as appalling and unacceptable in any American city. MNN has reached out to the state's Republican congressional delegation for comment. In other headlines, more than 60 Minnesota business leaders signed an open letter Sunday on the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce website. The message urges collaboration among state, local, and federal officials as companies across the state struggle with rising tensions following two deadly shootings carried out by federal agents during a large-scale immigration enforcement operation that has sparked protests. Renewable fuel advocates are disappointed the U.S. House Appropriations package did not include a provision allowing year-round sales of E15. Brian Werner, the Minnesota Biofuels Association, says this could block summertime E15 sales in 42 states.
What it means is, we've got record high production that we really need additional market support to bring those corn prices up. And E15 is one way we can do that with absolutely no cost.
This is MNN.